Music Dudu Classical Bedtime presents Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf.
Tonight we have a very special story for you. A story told entirely through music. A Russian composer named Sergei Prokofiev wrote it just for children like you. In this story, every character has their very own instrument. Peter is played by the strings. The bird is the flute. The duck is the oboe. The cat is the clarinet. Grandfather is the bassoon. And the wolf is three big French horns. Now close your eyes and let the music begin.
Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow. On a branch of a big tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend. "All is quiet," chirped the bird gaily. Just then a duck came waddling round. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gate and decided to take a swim in the pond in the meadow. Seeing the duck, the little bird flew down upon the grass, settled next to her, and shrugged her shoulders. "What kind of bird are you if you can't fly?" said he. To this the duck replied, "What kind of bird are you if you can't swim?" And she dived into the pond. They argued and argued. The duck swimming in the pond, the little bird hopping along the shore.
Suddenly, something caught Peter's attention. He noticed a cat crawling through the grass. "Look out!" shouted Peter, and the bird immediately flew up into the tree. While the duck quacked angrily at the cat from the pond, the cat walked round the tree and thought, "Is it worth climbing up so high? By the time I get there, the bird will have flown away." Grandfather came out. He was angry because Peter had gone into the meadow. It is a dangerous place. If a wolf should come out of the forest, then what would you do? Peter paid no attention to his grandfather's words. Boys like him are not afraid of wolves. But Grandfather took Peter by the hand, locked the gate, and led him home. No sooner had Peter gone than a big grey wolf came out of the forest. In a twinkling, the cat climbed up the tree. The duck quacked, and in her excitement, jumped out of the pond. But no matter how hard the duck tried to run, she couldn't escape the wolf. He was getting nearer, nearer.
catching up with her. And then he got her. And with one gulp, he swallowed her. And now, this is how things stood. The cat was sitting on one branch, the bird on another, not too close to the cat. Fear, stood behind the closed gate, watching all that was going on. He ran home, got a strong rope, and climbed the high stone wall. One of the branches of the tree round which the wolf was walking stretched out over the wall. Grabbing hold of the branch, Peter lightly climbed over onto the tree. Peter said to the bird, "Fly down and circle the wolf's head, but take care he doesn't catch you." Bird almost touched the wolf's head with his wings, while the wolf snapped angrily at him from this side and that. How the bird did worry the wolf, and how the wolf tried to catch him. But the bird was cleverer, and the wolf simply couldn't do anything about it. Meanwhile, Peter made a lasso, and carefully letting it down, caught the wolf by the tail, and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly, trying to get loose. But Peter tied the other end of the rope to the tree, and the wolf's jumping only made the rope round his tail tighter. Thank you. Just then,
the hunters came out of the woods, following the wolf's trail and shooting as they went. Peter, sitting in the tree, called out,
"Don't shoot! The bird and I have already caught the wolf. Now help us take him to the zoo." And so, imagine the triumphant procession.
Peter at the head. After him, the hunters leading the wolf. Winding up the procession, Grandfather and the cat. Grandfather tossed his head discontentedly. Well, and what if Peter hadn't caught the wolf? What then? Above them flew the little bird, chirping merrily.
My, what brave fellows we are, Peter and I. Look what we have caught.
and if one would listen very carefully, one could hear the duck quacking inside the wolf, because the wolf, in his hurry, had swallowed her alive.